Silicon Valley's high-tech giants and startups alike have drawn hundreds of thousands of South Asians to the region in recent years. The influx has led to an explosion of Indian arts locally. Rachel Miro from Here and Now contributor KQED explores the growing scene.
South Indian classical or Carnatic music is a seriously sophisticated business. It shares the tight structure and complexity you find in Western classical music, but Carnatic music also leaves lots of room for improvisation, like jazz. The violinist you hear, Vignesh Thyagarajan, is a sophomore at San Jose State. The singer, Shruti Salathe, is a graduate student at Stanford.
We played together since our very first concerts when we were like 8 and 10 years old, so we're very comfortable with each other's style.
This concert was put on by a Silicon Valley-based nonprofit called South India Fine Arts, or SIFA for short. For close to 40 years, SIFA has produced a steady stream of concerts celebrating local artists as well as headliners from India. SIFA president Anu Suresh says the San Francisco Bay Area has established itself as a respectable satellite to the home of Carnatic music.
And today I think we can proudly say that Bay Area is second place where all the Indian artists love to come and perform.
The home country headliner this day is Neyveli Sri Santhanagopalan of Chennai in India. He packed the 500-seat house with an enthusiastic crowd. According to the U.S. Census, more than 350,000 Indians moved to California in the last 15 years, many of them South Indians, most of them to Silicon Valley. Swelling audiences have forced SIFA to start booking bigger halls for the more popular acts, as well as compete with younger groups doing the same thing, like Kalalea and Fremont. SIFA board member Meera Chari is magnanimous about that.
I mean, competition is always healthy and keeps us on our toes. And, you know, we have no objection to that.
Is Carnatic music the next big crossover hit after yoga and Bollywood dance? If so, it's likely to happen in the San Francisco Bay Area. Vandana Kumar is the publisher of San Jose-based India Currents, which puts out a comprehensive calendar of all things Indian.
If you look through the pages of our magazine, you will see pages and pages of events that are happening. Music, dance, book readings, lectures, even if it is Cirque du Soleil and they have an Indian artist. As long as they can make an Indian connection, they can get featured in our magazine.
India Currents has more than 190,000 readers nationwide, 70,000 of them in the San Francisco Bay Area. Silicon Valley, Kumar says, has created a critical mass of ticket buyers and provided the technology for a truly trans-Pacific cultural exchange.
People are getting training over Skype or Google Hangouts, and it's brought this world so close. Physically, yes, India is 10,000 miles away, but the culture of India is accessible on your phone.
Stanford student Shruti Salathe confirms she's studied classical Indian voice and violin with local masters, as well as teachers in India, via Skype and periodic visits to see them in person. She's hardly the exception.
There's lots of people learning, there's lots of people to practice with, and you just keep getting inspired from watching your peers play and sing, and then we get concerts from India also, which also keep us motivated.
Words like those have got to be music to the ears of fans, no matter where they're located. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Miro.